We go on to the next question this morning, question 16. And you see, folks, how they follow, don't they, logically, one to another. Question 16 asks, did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? Did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? Now, you see, you might think, well, Adam sinned. Adam made a mistake. It was Adam's fault. But nobody else was affected by it. It just affected Adam alone. Now, that is not what the Bible teaches. Do you remember a few weeks ago I had an illustration about a covenant? And I said then that a covenant was like two key rings that are interlocked together. Do you remember that one? God entered into a covenant of life with man upon condition of perfect obedience upon the pain of death. Remember that question and answer? Now you see, God and man were joined together like two key rings. Okay? But let me just show you something. Imagine that this key here represents Adam. Okay? God made a covenant with Adam. The keys were joined together. Adam was joined by a covenant to God, and that covenant was one where he had to obey fully. Now, as soon as Adam sinned and broke from God, what happens to all the other keys in this key ring? If this key falls down, what will happen to the other keys? Any suggestions? So we see what happens. Oh, they all fell together, didn't they? That's a very simple illustration. What am I saying? I'm saying that Adam is not just standing by himself. Attached to Adam, as it were, is the rest of the human race. Imagine this is like a great family tree. Here's Adam, there's his children, there's his grandchildren, there's his great-grandchildren, and there's all of us down here. There's the whole human race. It's simple, I know, it's crude, but it works, doesn't it? Okay. When Adam fell, we all fell with him. That's the biblical teaching. When Adam sinned and he fell from the estate in which he was created, everybody who was going to be born of Adam fell with him. That's why it says in this answer that we sinned in him and we fell with him in his first transgression. Now, why else is it, folks, that when children are born, why is it that Nathan is already a sinner? He's a sinner, isn't he, Becky? You'll vouch for that, won't you? And so is Ben. Children are born as sinners. Why? Why are they like that? Do they just become sinners because they copy what goes on around them? No, they don't. They're sinners from the beginning. We all are. Because when Adam fell from his original righteousness, we all fell with him. Let me give you a couple of scriptures that'll help you remember this. Romans 5 verse 12 says this, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, death spread to all men, all people, because all sinned. We all sinned in Adam. And then in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 22, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Which itself is a wonderful promise. But let's go to the question and the answer that we've got on our sheets. And perhaps I'll read it first and then we can read it together afterwards. The question is, did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? It's quite a long answer. You've got 2 whole weeks to try and learn it. The covenant being made with Adam, not only for himself, but for his posterity. And that word posterity means children, grandchildren, and all his descendants, all the men and women and boys and girls that would come from Adam. All mankind, descending from him by ordinary generation, by being born, sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression? Shall we together say the answer? I'll read the question and we can together read the answer out. Did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? The covenant being made with Adam, not only for himself, but for his posterity, all mankind descending from him by ordinary generation, sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression.